Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Salty Canadian Podcast. I just want to apologize that I haven't released an episode in a while. I have actually been in the works to my new podcast called the Salty Canadian True Crime Podcast, so make sure to go ahead and check that out. So summer has been busy, been doing family things, just trying to get along. So there's been a lot of research going into my other podcast and some fun things with the family. So I'm actually going to save my Michael Peterson episode for my true crime podcast. So hopefully you guys will enjoy it on over there. Secondly, I just want to congratulate Karen, the host of STAT, for winning the Patreon-only giveaway. She's already been contacted, and her shirt's going to be sent out soon. So, just a little bit about what my summer was. We went canoeing, which was a lot of fun. It was my first time canoeing in years. It was a beautiful little lake, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and so did my daughter. Now she's going back to school, and she's going to have a lot of fun. Her first day back for senior kindergarten, is on Tuesday, so she's going to have a lot of fun. She's really missed it. Another thing I wanted to update you guys on is that this podcast will become a monthly podcast, as I will be working very hard to get my true crime podcast off the ground. The first episode over there is the Black Donnelly's case, which was a case that I have never heard. Another little update on July 22nd, so a month and a half ago or so, maybe a little less. I'm really bad with time and stuff. But I went to the Canadian True Crime Podcast meetup and got to meet some very awesome podcasters. It was a really great time. And I got to meet my most favorite true crime podcaster, though I do have a lot of favorite true crime podcasters, and that was Christy Lee. And yes, she sounds just like she does on her podcast, Canadian True Crime, which is totally amazing. I had trouble finding the words to say to her, and while we were at the meetup, my husband actually suggested I should go ahead and do a true crime podcast. So that's how my true crime podcast came about. And Christy actually said it was a great idea. So you'll be hearing me less here. So once a month, maybe twice, depending on my mood and if I have time. But you'll still be able to hear me over at the Salty Canadian True Crime Podcast, which is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to hear from you guys over there. So if you haven't subscribed to that one yet, please go ahead and do so. And yeah, I don't have it very much. As I said, it was a busy summer doing other stuff. It was a nice trip to Toronto. Made it a date day, and like I said, I was excited to meet everybody. I actually also got to meet Mike Brown from Dark Poutine, which is another one of my favorite podcasts. You should be sure to go check him out as well. So I am actually hoping, if I can get involved we'll have to see is I will probably be at the next Canadian true crime meetup. But yeah, it was all fun. A lot of nice people. Was flabbergasted talking to people who didn't even know who my podcast was. So next time, hopefully, I'll be better prepared. But anyways, like I said, this is just going to be a short update kind of episode. What's going on? So I'll try to release another episode next week for the monthly. And then after that, it will be the first of every month. So remember, don't be salty and have a great day. A.